It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome in, everybody. Finally, a Friday. Closing out the week here on Gwen and Chris, San Diego's number one sports talk station, 97.3 The Fan. The All-Star break is over, and that means back to work, Tony Gwynn Jr.
Yes.
Enough
yes.
Resting. How are you, sir? Welcome to Washington, D.C. How are things there in the nation's capital? Other than I'm just guessing... Hot, sticky, and humid?
Hot, sticky, and humid. The air is thin where I am at, up top.
Oh, you're above the humidity.
this is the one place where the players don't necessarily worry about the altitude, but the broadcasters do. We are that high up in the air. So other than that, it's the typical D.C. July. Hot,
yep.
Sticky. Sky could look like there's could be some rain that maybe pops up. Who knows? At this point, none of that has been talked about. So I think we're clear there for now.
Should be clear, but make sure you and Jesse are able to stay clear of the nosebleed. Hopefully today, Tony. Yes. Every time the Padres play in the Washington Nationals. Now, let's just remind everybody. First of all, Dylan Cease is pitching tonight, and hopefully he has one of those flashbacks to about a year ago at this time when he pitched a no-hitter in this very ballpark. So we can all hope for a good start to the second half for Dylan Cease. But every time the Padres play the Nationals, all anybody wants to compare is, you know, the performance of C.J. Abrams and James Wood, and then Sunday we're going to see Mackenzie Gore. And once again, I just, you know, we should remind everybody that as this series gets underway and people like John Smoltz on the All-Star Game broadcast are saying, wow, the Nationals really won that trade. Let's remind everybody that the Nationals are still one of the worst teams in the National League and actually have been ever since they made that trade. So, you know, hopefully it's a chance for the Padres to get off the second half on a good foot here and a hot start, Tony.
That would be very nice. The Padres took care of these guys, two or three at home.
Yeah.
Got a chance to come here and get off to a good start, and really a continuation of how they finished the so-called first half. You know, taking two or three from Philly after a disappointing split, I would say, with the Diamondbacks. But now you roll into here. You look like you're starting to get a little bit healthier finally, and I think they have a good opportunity to kind of get their second half rolling in the right spot with the upcoming schedule.
No less than Manny Machado, who, by the way, Tony Gwynn Jr., people think now will only come on our show when I'm on vacation. I don't know if you know that.
Well, that's the latest rumor.
You
do call him Manny Machado.
Yeah, but he's not Machado. He never shows up when I'm in town.
Maybe you should change your name for him.
Are you saying that you think he's scared of me?
I think he's weirded out. I'm kidding.
Yeah, but no, Manny said. In the paper today, very clearly, he said, we haven't played well at all, basically. And he was referring to the fact that he feels like there's a whole lot more, you know, in this Padre team. And it's time to now put it on display in the second half. So, you know, I think that's the right attitude to go with. Yeah, I don't know if the Padres have to be that hard on themselves. You know, the fact that they're 8 games over .500, you know, considering everything that's happened, really isn't too bad, and they're in a pretty good position. But I think Manny is right. They're going to have to play better, you know, in the second part of the season to get to the postseason.
I mean, both things can be true, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you can consider yourself not to have played your best baseball, but also still be 8 games above .500. And I think in this case, both of those things are true. I think we've seen them, what they look like when they are at their best, or at least we think that is their best. Who knows? They may have more in there, but that was for about a month and a couple of weeks. And then they kind of hit the kind of downturn where they weren't able to quite kind of keep up that pace. And they've been kind of searching for it since. Now, we saw maybe some signs of it right there as we hit to the break against some very, very, very good pitching from the Phillies. But, you know, nonetheless, that will have to be a consistent thing moving forward if they are going to cover some ground and not necessarily be having to worry about the last wild card spot. If they're playing the kind of baseball that I think Manny's talking about, they got a chance to not only get back up into the top of the wild card standings, but also get back into the divisional race in a way that's, you know, important.
Yeah, well, one of the things that did quietly happen, and we should remind people of this, because I think a lot of people, you know, after the Padres fell 8 or 9 games behind the Dodgers a couple of weeks ago, I think a lot of people started to concede the division. And guess what? The Dodgers then lost 7 in a row there while we were, you know, the Padres are kind of, you know, playing .500 ball. Well, you know, while they're losing 7 in a row, you pick up ground. And really, the second half, 5.5 games, that's not that much. So here's the thing that I like, Tony, and I'm hoping, I think everybody's hoping. First of all, Fernando hits .340 over the last 14 games. That means 2 weeks he's hitting .340. His on-base percentage in the 2 weeks is almost .500. So he's getting back on base. He's starting to hit the ball a little more with authority. Xander Bogaerts, whether the Xander Bogaerts haters out there ever want to acknowledge it, has had an OPS right around 1,000 now for the last month and a half. So he has come around. And then Jackson Merrill, who'd probably never been in a slump like this in his life, you know, it's got to do him some good to hit 2 home runs off of Wheeler there on Saturday. So, look, those 3 guys right there, I mean, they're all showing signs of getting it rolling here into the second half. We know what we're getting from Manny, et cetera. You know, maybe this offense is going to be better than it's been.
I have to say this because
okay,
it wasn't as great, but I think you might be a witness on this. Was Chris not the one that was asking me, like, you know, I think we should kind of like not be worried about the division anymore after the Padres had kind of hit that down try. So I just wanted to point out, I do believe you were one of those people, Chris, when we got to that point.
I do believe.
You know what's funny is that you guys have the worst memory of anybody, worst people I've ever met. Yeah, Tony can't remember to take his water bottle. You can't remember what time to show up for, you know, to precede the show.
I have been late once.
But you guys can remember every word that I ever uttered a month and a half ago.
Well, because
I just
want
to point this out here.
It's really fun to remember what you say. So oh, and Tony, Luis Campusano looked great in the All-Star game, didn't he? I'm just teasing.
To be fair, that segment we did there was like you were supposed to like say something that was out on a limb.
Bold prediction.
Exactly. I believe it was a bold prediction.
Yes, and I broke off on the end of that limb. So
hey, I will even say that.
But like, hold up, real quick to answer Chris's question or address what he said. He's right, right? I think that has been one of the things that kind of came out of that kind of downward offensive struggle that they had was you saw a few guys coming out of that who had been struggling and had, you know, really, you know, that swung the bat to their ability start to come out of there swinging it a little bit better. I think Jake obviously has swung the bat better. Bogey is, his has been sustained for quite a bit of time now. And now Luis Arraez was starting to swing the bat and get back to, you know, the levels that we've seen. And so, yeah, I mean, there, like I said, there's a lot of positive signs, but ultimately it's about them going out here and putting it together on a consistent basis on the field.
Tony Gwynn Jr. is in Washington, D.C., and that is where the Padres kick off the unofficial second half of the season. Scraby had a whole rang about this yesterday. Tony, he doesn't like the fact that we call this the second half of the season. He thinks the second half of the season should start with game 82. I don't know when he became that exacting back in the day. I
mean,
this is a man who can barely get a question right on Chris versus the Fans, and now all of a sudden, you want everything to be in perfect order here.
Man, we're doing this today, aren't we?
Well, you started it.
I did start it a little bit. Yeah, Tony, earlier this week I asked a question on Chris versus the Fans. It was, what is the only stadium to have hosted the Home Run Derby twice? And I looked through Wikipedia and I saw Coors Field twice. Yeah, stadiums change names throughout time, and so yeah,
it turned out that there was 10 correct answers, and he only came up with one of them.
Hey,
so.
Speaking of, can I ask Tony about the swing off and what he thought about the whole thing?
Of course you can. You just did, I think.
Okay, well, I love the swing off. Chris liked the swing off. What do you think about the swing off, Tony?
In terms of what? How they finished that game?
Just the entertainment value. Were you into it? Are you into a regular season swing off? Because that's what people want now.
No, I'm not. I can't. I don't even know. I haven't really examined my feelings on it, honestly. I know. I'm not sure yet. I got to think about it.
I mean, did you watch it?
Yeah, I watched it. I thought it was, first of all, I thought it was very Kyle Schwarber-ish.
Yeah,
to get
it
in there and hit three homers on three swings because he absolutely needed to do it. I thought that was fun. I don't know. I don't know that I like it as a regular season.
No,
game.
Please.
None of us do. So don't
none
worry.
Of us do.
None
so.
Of us do.
I think that's a bit absurd, personally.
If they go to it in the regular season, I'm telling you, the next step 20 years from now will just be don't play any games and just have a home run swing off. Just have a swing off every night and then send the people home.
The one thing that worries me about it is that Rob Manfred loves it when people love things, and he is the guy who's going to be like, "Well, we need to make this a part of the game immediately. Next year, swing off after the 10th inning."
No, it's not going to happen.
He's a sucker for the Twitter verse.
He totally is.
He seems like one of those people that thinks Twitter is the whole world. Like, it's just like, that's where we should follow.
Yeah, well, it's interesting. You know, Scraby used to drink and follows Twitter. Rob Manfred still drinks and follows Twitter. So, you guys have a lot in common.
Hey, guys, I think people like to swing off.
Okay. Leave poor Rob Manfred alone. Dylan Cease pitches tonight. I mentioned it earlier, Tony. Just give me a quick. The guy, honestly, I was surprised by this. He's 0-6 on the road. So, on top of, you know, the overall struggles. Is there anything you're seeing, anyone else is seeing? Because he's still racking up the strikeouts. He's not really walking that many guys.
He's still
in the strike zone, I guess, is the only thing you can say.
Yeah, I mean, he puts himself in predictable counts because he's been falling behind. His stuff is still there, obviously. You're not punching guys out like that. And what was that?
My phone was deciding to get into the show for a moment.
he's still punching guys out at a crazy rate. He's just, when he falls behind or walks a guy and then falls behind and he puts himself in a count where guys can kind of sit something.
Yeah.
He's fallen victim to that. There, I'm sure you guys will get to this in the next segment before we get out of here. They changed up the lineup today. You know what I'm saying? They changed up his battery mate. All season long, he had been throwing to Martin Maldonado. Today, he's throwing to Elias Diaz. So, trying to change it up, maybe, I think, and see if they get a different result.
Well, one thing we've talked about quite a bit, and now is when I guess we'll start really keeping track. But Mike Schilt has had this great track record, you know, after the All-Star
break. Second half.
Yeah. Second half. So hopefully it gets started tonight. Tony, good to have you back with us. Have a nice, you know, weekend, I guess, is all I can wish you in the District of Columbia. Say hi to all my favorite politicians there. And
go to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue and say Chris said hello.
Yeah, there's a lot of people he could say hi to while he's there. And then we'll catch up to you Monday in Miami Beach. So enjoy the road trip, sir, and good to have you back.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
Well, the All-Star break must officially be over now, Scrabe. He's back from wherever he went.
Woo! He went to New York and ate his ED pizza.
Was he he wasn't selected for the game? Sam Levitt is in the studio.
He wasn't selected for the game.
That's all right, Sam. Neither was Seiya Suzuki. And he had a 3-run homer today. Cubs beat the Bo Sox 4-1. Chipper Jones, by the way, posted something today about being snubbed for the All-Star game. Not that he was, But Chipper Jones said in 1999, I was left off the All-Star team. But in 1999, Chipper Jones was also the NL MVP. So just because you're left off the All-Star team doesn't
Chipper
mean...
I think Chipper needs to get over it. It's been a little bit. It's been 26 years, Chris.
I think he's fine. I think he's sending a message to those that were left off this year. He's not...
Okay, Nick Pivetta, Cy Young MVP.
Potentially. Could happen. I wouldn't be surprised. Suzuki should have been on the All-Stars is what I'm getting back to. But anyway, Padres are back to it tonight against the Washington Nationals. And as Tony alluded to before he stepped off into the... broadcast thick air of D.C. Padre lineup is out. What is Sammy doing over there?
Weird.
You can't take him off the radio for more than like a day and a half, and he has withdrawals.
I have a question for Scraby. I want to see if Scraby knows this. Oh, do you know what Chipper Jones' first name is? His actual
he
name?
He does.
Larry.
He knows that.
It's been said many times on this show, but I wouldn't have known it unless we talked about it in like the last month. Because I keep forgetting it's Larry.
Sam Levitt.
Sam, do you know what Tiger Woods' real name is?
Ooh, a little more difficult.
He doesn't know.
Doesn't know.
Eldrick.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Everybody's okay. Supposed to know that. All right, well, should we just get off now so that Sammy can come in early? He obviously can't stand his four-day layoff. He's got to return to the airwaves. Hold your horses, Sam. You'll be on here shortly with the Padre pregame show.
He's just excited.
Of course he is. I'm glad to see you. And that's why we love him, because I did the pregame show for a couple of years. You did the pregame show, and I don't ever recall being excited all that much about it.
Well,
so,
we didn't have the same type of team that Sam has.
We didn't. We did not do the pregame show for good teams.
No, we had Jace Tingler teams.
All right. Leave Jace out of it. Padre lineup is out today, as put forth by Mike Schilt. Tony Gwynn Jr. mentioned a couple of changes. Mild at best. Yes, Diaz is catching today rather than Martin Maldonado, who has caught Dylan Cease every game this year to very little effect, I might add. So they're changing that up. The top of the lineup has been shuffled quite often lately, so much so that I don't even know what I like anymore because they keep changing it. Today it's Tatis first, Arise second, Manny third, Gavin Sheets ahead of Jackson Merrill, then Bogarts, Cronenworth, and the DH Trenton Brooks ahead of Elias Diaz.
Were you on vacation? I think you were on vacation when they put Jackson back at the sixth spot.
Yeah, no, I saw it, though.
No,
I was aware that they were trying to get Jackson Merrill going again.
Hey, he hit two home runs.
Hopefully the two home run game is a signal that he'll be back. For Washington, if you're... concerned about it, I'm sure many Padre fans will be paying attention, but C.J. Abrams and James Wood are their first two hitters tonight. So,
can I say something about that real quick before we get going? Because, you know, we have that newspaper in the corner.
We're already going.
With the good point. With the no-hitter picture, it was the day after the no-hitter. Well, last week I was doing a Scraby show, and then I came in and I was like, hey, I'm going to read this article because I haven't read it in a while. And here's something that Dylan Cease did last year, Chris. You remember this. Over his past three starts, this is last year, Dylan Cease has faced 72 batters with 30 strikeouts, 7 walks, and 2 hits. That's what Dylan Cease can do.
That's, but that's asking a lot. He did. He had an incredible run there last July, which included the no-hitter.
But he's a good pitcher.
Well, he's capable of that kind of domination, and he has not been anywhere close to that this year. As we mentioned already today, he's 0-6 on the road. His ERA on the road is 6.something-something. It's been really a nightmare. But maybe it's wishful thinking, but a guy with this many strikeouts should not be giving up this many runs. And what I'm thinking is, at some point, somebody's going to hit some line drives at people, and he's not going to give up 4 or 5 runs a game. So hopefully it'll start soon. I mean, they need Dylan Cease. They need Darvish, who pitches tomorrow. They need Michael King to come back in August. They need all of this stuff. I think in a lot of ways we feel, well, I don't know, because some people are the opposite. But I think a lot of people feel like, you know, this is a Padre team's a playoff team. Well, they're not going to be unless a lot of this stuff happens in the second half. Now, there's the naysayers who say, oh, God, we're terrible. What are we even doing here? There's that side, too. I know there's people like that.
And 5.5 out of first place, but what are we doing?
And in the wild card spot right now, this team is terrible. We got a DFA Bogarts and Cronenworth.
Sell at the deadline.
Yeah, so I can't speak to those people, but I'm talking to the people that really think this team's a playoff team. I'm among those. But having said that, I really believe there's things that have to take place in the second half. And that means Fernando's got to keep it going here, starting hitting some more power again. Rise has got to creep back up towards 300, which we know he's capable of, but he hasn't really been there yet. I think I read today he's like first or second in all of baseball with 13 three-hit games, Rise. But that means the rest of the games he has not been Luis Arraez. Manny, we've talked about. I mean, he's done pretty much everything he can do. Gavin Sheets has already exceeded expectations. Jackson Merrill's got to, get out of, I don't want to call it the sophomore slump because he didn't really start off slumping.
No.
But his season mirrors a lot. And it was what we were worried about. It mirrors a lot of what happened to Corbin Carroll last year with Arizona. It's just the numbers were down. Corbin Carroll wasn't bad last year. He just wasn't Corbin Carroll from the rookie season. I would say the same about Jackson Merrill. He has not been bad. He just hasn't been the Jackson Merrill that we saw last year and at the beginning of this one.
The morning show had Torrey Lovello on their show last week, and they asked him about Corbin Carroll and what he saw in his second year and how that relates to Jackson Merrill. And Torrey Lovello said basically Corbin Carroll was trying to hit every single pitch, and he was trying to hit pitches that not even the best players in the game, I think he said Mike Trout, can't even hit those pitches. So what his advice was and what he started doing was just focusing on one part of the plate instead of trying to focus on the entire strike zone, and it got him back on track a little bit.
Well, a lot of it. Corbin Carroll's been much better, and he's an all-star again this year. Jackson Merrill, the thing that stands out, right, is swinging at that high fastball. But then again, he hit two home runs on that pitch against Zach Wheeler. So I don't know here. Hopefully Merrill has a big second half. I'm going to go one more time and say this. I think Robert Suarez is going to be traded between now and the trade deadline. And I think that's how the Padres are going to go about getting the kind of, bat in the lineup that they need. I don't think they're going to do Salas. I don't think they're going to do DeVries. I don't know that they have enough else to offer to get the kind of bat they want. And so it's a prediction, but I think it makes sense. So we'll see where it all goes. The next couple of weeks, we'll tell the tale on that. But for tonight, it is Padres, Nats, and the beginning of a 10-game road trip. If you're wondering, the Giants are in Toronto. The Dodgers are home to Milwaukee in a possible playoff preview. I mentioned the Cubs already won today 4-1. And the Phillies are also in the mix, and they're playing the Angels. Okay. all right, they play them a little later on as the second half of the season kicks off. When we come back...
Well, we're not going to... I'm sorry.
Oh, we're going straight through.
Yeah, I remember 39 or 40.
No, you said that. I thought we were taking a break and then coming back and doing that. You were not...
I'm going to take responsibility and say this is on me.
Yeah, you weren't clear in that. Well, you weren't. I mean, I thought we were taking a break and then coming back and then leaving before the pre-game
I should
show.
Have communicated this with you.
You didn't. Scottie Scheffler had another, this is getting a recording, right? 7-under today at the Open in Northern Ireland. So he takes the lead at 10-under par. Correct me if I'm wrong, Scraby. Following, again, the British Open for as long as I have, 10-under sounds like a really good score for two rounds of the British Open. I remember guys winning the British Open or whatever the Open with like -2, -3 because there's wind and there's rain and there's all this stuff. Evidently, nothing is affecting these guys this week because they're putting up really low scores.
I hadn't been able to watch a lot of it on TV today, but the weather was pretty good. Like last year's Xander Schauffele. Well, the last You know what? Actually, some of these scores, now that I'm looking at them.
What did Xander shoot last year?
9 under.
Really? Okay.
And then in 2023, Brian Harman won at 13. Cam Smith won at 20 under. Colin Morikawa won at 15. Shane Lowry won at 15 on the same course. Or 15 under.
Okay. So they've had some great scores then,
yeah,
on this
course.
Yeah,
now that I'm looking at this, so I'm now, like, hey.
So now what I just said is totally a moot point.
No, but what you said is correct, because I remember, like, Stuart Sink finished 2 under. Padraig Harrington finished plus 3 in 2008. So those
and
are the
won
type
a British
of scores,
Open
yeah.
with that. Okay, but Scheffler's on top, minus 10. Matt Fitzpatrick, minus 9. Brian Harman, who won it, you just said, a couple yep. of years ago. He's there again, minus 8. Hao Tong Lee, haven't heard of him, but he's minus 8. And then there's a few guys at minus 5. Including Harris English, the reigning Torrey Pines champ. Minus 3 drops down, and you got Rory there. So I don't know. Can Rory make up 7 shots? Yes. Yeah. Can he make up 7 shots, though, on Scottie Scheffler? That's the question that
Depends
I have.
Depends on how Scottie plays.
Going in the weekend, Xander Schauffele, the defending champ, is at minus 2. And J.J. Spahn, the other Aztec in the field, is at even. So there's your... by the way, Mickelson, who shot a really good minus 1 yesterday, shot a pretty good plus 1 today. And he's at even, and he makes the cut. Some of the guys that missed the cut, I always like to, you know, call them out. I'm looking for some big names here. And,
you know,
DeChambeau rallied. After he was like plus 7 yesterday, he was minus 6 today.
Oh.
So DeChambeau bounced back a little bit.
I always like looking at the guys at the bottom.
Brooks Koepka's down there. Well, you know, Scraby told us all a decade ago that Brooks Koepka will never win the British Open. It was a crazy claim at the time because Brooks Koepka was really good at that time.
Yes, he was winning everything.
But he doesn't. He has not won the Open, so you've proven out to be correct on that. To this point, he's out of the tournament at 7 over par. Brian Newman, an amateur, is at the bottom here. Shot 82-75.
That's not too bad, actually, for the complete bottom. Yeah, I would take an 82-75 right now. You're telling me I'm going to go play golf this weekend and I'm going to shoot 82?
Bring and then 75 on Bring Sunday? It. Yeah, I'll tell you, I'll be the happiest guy in town. So
Tell you something that I think I said maybe 3 weeks ago that you guys made fun of me for, and now I'm seeing reports that it might happen.
Okay.
So Road and Track is reporting, and Braden Soprenant and Frank Marchese earlier broke some news that it looks like San Diego will be getting that NASCAR race that's going to be here next year. And Road and Track is reporting they may go into Coronado over the bridge. When I said that, you guys laughed at me. Road and Track is like a real magazine with real
doesn't
reporters.
Mean they're right.
No, it doesn't. But
are
they're
you kidding
suggesting
me? You're
going to
put
it.
You're going to put a race course on the Coronado Bridge and ask these guys to drive at 90, 100 miles an hour over the Coronado Bridge.
It says the San Diego
You don't
race,
find that to be a little dangerous.
No. The San you Diego don't? Race could go across a bridge from the city's own downtown to the tiny island of Coronado.
Okay.
That would be awesome.
The fact that they might race up and down the Silver Strand Boulevard, that makes sense to me.
Where is that, by the way?
Well, if it's at the south end of Coronado Island, it goes down straight. It's a straight shot down to connect to Imperial
Maybe
Beach.
Maybe they should just keep it in Coronado. I don't know if Coronado wants it, but
anyway, look, they have, from everything Braden said, and he's pretty well connected here because he's now working with the guys at Sports San Diego, or he's part of that group, and they are the people who are putting this whole thing together. So Braden says that, and it's a done deal pretty much, that the NASCAR race is going to be here in San Diego. So I think that's great. I still wonder how many people are going to object to it between now and then.
I really,
I know what our city's like, and there's going to be a lot of whiny people that come out and say, can you put a course and wreck my business and divert traffic and do anything like that? You know, people are going to be lining up to complain about this over the next year. So just get ready for that.
I know. And Braden, I guess, got a call from someone saying that do they even have the permits?
Yeah. Well, there's a start. Okay. So that's what
that's
I'm talking
one.
About. Yeah.
I mean, I understand. I'm a guy who likes, you know, cities doing permits and stuff. But Can't we just, like, have fun with this instead of being like, did they get the correct permits?
Not our city. Not our city. We are a complaining lot here in the city of San Diego. I mean, all you need to know is that we complain endlessly about our own weather here, and we have the best weather in the world.
I don't know, it's a little That's all you need to know. A little humid.
Sorry about that. I do have a couple of quick things I did want to get to. Because we don't have much time, we got to get to Sammy. He's like knocking down the door to get in here and do the pregame show. The NFL Players Association, this is not surprising. Lloyd Howell Jr. has resigned. There's now a couple of reasons why potentially he resigned. One of them is the fact that, you know, Pablo Torre and those guys, you know, the.
Yes.
Was it Mike Florio? They came out and said, look, the NFL, it was caught red-handed, basically, colluding against, you know, higher contracts and guaranteed contracts. They caught them with the right. They had
Pablo Torre got the
transcripts. Decision. Yeah, he got the transcripts of Dean Spanos talking to the Arizona Cardinals owner and saying, "Hey, good job, man. Thank you for helping make it
thanks,
easier."
Thanks, Dino,
for making it easier. Yeah, so they got all that stuff. It was red-handed, but the reason that you knew this Players Association leader was going to get canned by the players themselves is because he didn't tell any of them that this happened. Like, he helped keep it quiet.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So the players were, you know, basically being, you know, the owners were in collusion to keep the players' salaries down. The leader of the Players Association knew about it and wasn't telling the players. So that was one reason you knew that Lloyd Howell Jr. was not long for this position. Here's more reasons now.
I know. I've
apparently, he charged the union for two visits to strip clubs in Miami Beach, including a $738 car service. He actually had the car wait outside for 7 hours while he enjoyed the entertainment at Miami Gardens' Tootsie's Cabaret. Which bills itself as the world's largest strip club. Look,
wow.
You can do whatever you like on your own time, long as you keep your hands to yourself, and I'm assuming Lloyd Howell did that, but you cannot charge the union that you work for the 700.
I will never
Why are these people so stupid?
Like, how... Maybe he just gets away with it, and they're like, they look the other way all the time, and now that there's some bad pub against him, they're going to put these out there?
Maybe that's it. You're right, Scraby, but you wonder how people this dumb, get in positions of this kind of leadership.
Because they're this type of person.
Unbelievable.
They're willing to cheat, steal, and lie their way to the top.
Lloyd Howell Jr., what an embarrassment for the NFL Players Association. He's no longer the leader of that. And then here's the last story I'm going to share with you before we go into the Padres in the second half of the season. This is my my warning again to Major League Baseball. And how many times have you and I made this warning? Guardians starting pitcher Luis Ortiz.
Oh yeah.
Is still on suspension. By Major League Baseball, he's on non-disciplinary paid leave.
Yep.
So I guess that's an all right suspension if you have to have one. But they are still investigating unusual betting, which was detected on not a game that he pitched, individual pitches that he threw.
Have you seen the
video? I have not seen the videos, but I'm reading this thing and it says, look, there were first pitches of innings.
Yes.
That were over bet.
Yes.
To the thing that he would throw a ball.
Yeah, or hit a batter.
Or hit a batter, and apparently he just missed by what, 10 feet?
One of them he missed really bad.
Yeah.
One of them was a little bit more believable.
A little closer, okay.
But one of them he threw it basically straight left to the backstop.
Okay, well, look, Ortiz, whether he gets caught here or not, the warning goes to baseball. You just keep go ahead and telling us to gamble at FanDuel while you search and make sure none of your players are betting on stuff like this. Because that is as hypocritical as it gets.
It's a bad look.
All right, a good look is Sam Levitt coming in for a pregame show after 4 days off. Padres Nationals. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll catch up to you Monday when the Padres head into Miami.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.